all that. And, you know, now it's officially you turn the page, a new year. But still, I'm sure you and the girls reflected on last year and maybe you thought about some of that success and how it can help you for this year.
Oh, without a doubt. Like you said, it's come off a season like that. The girls are coming into the season right now very excited. You know, they had very good success last year, and they're looking forward to working hard and try to do it again.
Some of your top seniors coming back, you've got Ariana Negron, Grace Dean, Lindsay Urich and company, some of those young ladies. Who are some of the girls? I know we just mentioned some of them, but who are some of the girls that you're expecting to lead you guys this year?
Well, last year we had the ability for some kids to get the experience. Emma Nick is a junior coming back. She'll be our point guard. Keely McGinty's coming back. We have some kids off the bench, the JVs, I'm sorry, Haley Hodge and Corey Kroniker. So we have some young classmates that got some experience, and they're doing a great job right now.
You know, sticking on that topic, are these young kids, the junior varsity kids, the kids that weren't a part of the program last year, are they ready to compete right now and mix in chemistry-wise with the girls that are returning?
They're getting better. I mean, good question. Again, you know, it's preseason. We had some scrimmages here. They're getting their feet wet. So it's kind of helping quite a bit. And most of the girls got some experience last year of some sort.
Oh, look, when you look at, too, the overall appearance of the team now, you've had some practices, you're in your preseason here. You think you're going to be tougher than a year ago? Is this group going to be more aggressive than a year ago?
That's a good question also, because right now we're trying to get a few more aggressive.
How do you do that in practice or in scrimmages?
Well,
is there a secret to that, Dave?
Not a secret. I just think at times, and I tell the girls, you know, I'm going to be hard at you. We expect you to play hard out there and be aggressive. You know, if you're not going to do it, then we'll find someone else. And that's a good thing right now because we have the numbers. So if you don't produce on the floor, subs coming in, and the chance you getting back on the floor might be pretty slim. So you better pick it up a notch.
When you have the success that you had a year ago, I was wondering, you said you've got numbers. Does that give you more numbers the following year, not just at the varsity level, but all the way through? Do you see younger girls excited about basketball at Avon Lake, maybe in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade because of the success of last year? And how soon can you tell the dividends that you might get from having a season like last year?
Yeah, and you know, it's sad and it's not fun to do it, but when you're cutting people, you know you got the numbers. And unfortunately this year we had to let some people go. And it's sad to do that. And right, I think it makes girls interested in playing basketball at Avon Lake, and it definitely has helped the program.
When you have to deal with parents, and you do when you have to cut players or when it comes to playing time, especially in a sport where there's only five on the floor at a time, do you find yourself encountering more problems or challenges with parents off the court when you have more numbers in the program or when you have less numbers?
Well, I really can't answer that question because I've been fortunate at Avon Lake. We've been, you know, the parents have been very supportive.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I haven't had, I mean, I had a few here and there, but as far as drastic things, like I hear some programs have, no. So I thank the parents for that. And I tell them, you know, you're talking to the old man. I've been there, done that. So it's like, you know, if you have a question, come and see me. I'll be glad to talk to you. But, again, you know, I thank them for their support. And but it also helps when you're successful. You know, you win. You know, a lot of people are pretty happy what's going on. They can't argue too much of your decisions, your plans, or how you handle things.
That is so true.
Yeah.
You have fewer things to deal with when you're winning.
Right. And, you know, like last year, you know, I was very successful. And, you know, this year, a few games, I might be a real dummy.
Dave, how have you guys looked through the scrimmages? I believe it was a week ago Saturday you had that first big scrimmage of the year. How'd you look that day, and how you looking going forward?
Very good. You know, I think it's scrimmages are good because you get to we had a few conflicts with some girls, had some things to do, which in a way was kind of upsetting, but not, because it forces us as a coaching staff to play some young kids that we probably wouldn't have put in during a scrimmage because, you know, you have your stars, what have you. So overall, we've been doing a good job. And like Z mentioned a little while ago, you know, we're getting those young people in there, and we get to see what they can do under pressure too.
What are you looking forward to from this team? What's maybe the thing that you don't know right now that you're hoping you're going to see maybe halfway through the year or five games into the year or whenever?
We have some big holes to fill. I mean, last year's senior class was a special class. Again, we've been very successful for years, but there were some kids last year that weren't in the scorebook, but they definitely did some defense and caused some chaos and did a lot of things. So right now we're looking for a couple of kids to step up and take their place.
Goal setting, leadership, things like that. who are going to be the girls that we can see both on the court and that you'll see at practice that are going to be the leaders, or who have emerged as those girls that everybody else listens to, that everybody else follows the example of?
Well, I think right now it's amazing when they're freshmen. They're so quiet, what have you. And right now, Grace Dean, who's a senior, and last year she only played half a year because she got hurt halfway through the season. And she has been very strong, vocal, positive type of leader. Ariana Negron, again, you know, who had a very successful year last year, has been played 4 years for us, is becoming a leader. So those two right now have really taken over. I was concerned last year because, again, our senior class was a great leadership class, and I wasn't sure all these juniors would come up there and do the job, because last year they kind of laid back and just did their thing. And this year during scrimmages and practices, those two especially have stepped up and done a great job for us.
Oh, that's great.
Who do you open up with this year?
Bay Village on Monday, the 25th.
Monday the 25th, so right. 2 weeks from tonight.
Correct, right.
So you open up 2 weeks from tonight, and what do you need to get done between now and opening night?
Again, fine-tune certain things. Here you go. Today I put a zone play in, and I was corrected by the players. I said, Coach, wait a minute. Last year we did this. I go, you know what? You're right. You're right. I was just testing to see if you knew what was going on. So, you know, that kind of thing helps out too. I remember last year, you know, we talked about we just need to fine-tune. This year, a little fine-tuning, but also to get some kids to come in and take the place of some of those great girls we had last year.
So did you have to make any changes to adapt your coaching, the plays, the offenses and defenses to match the new personnel coming in? Or are they already aware of and have already learned what's expected and there'll be no major changes both either offensively or defensively?
Correct. The biggest major change is going to be the personnel.
Just the names on the back of the shirt,
yeah,
so to speak.
But as far as the offense and defensive stuff, you know, again, I asked a young lady last year who's a senior, I says, what should we change this year? And she says, why change anything? You know, you're successful. And I said, good point. I was just checking. So, no, overall, I mean, you might do a little few certain things for some players that can do different things. But overall, we're just going to do the same thing the Old Forest has been doing for years.
Again, we're talking with Dave Zavara, the veteran head coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gals. Last year, 22-4, made it to the Sweet 16. Dave, what are the expectations for this year's team and team goals? Do you set them? Do you let the girls set them? How do you guys assess? How do you do that?
I don't believe in goals.
Okay.
I don't believe in goals. And I don't believe in goals when I was a teacher. You know, they said, what was your goal as a teacher? Get the job done. Make the kids learn. The only reason I say that is, you know, you can say your goal is to win the SWC. Well, all of a sudden, you got four losses in SWC. Well, that goes out the window. You know, now let's try to win a tournament game. I just think the goal is to get better and just do the best you can and roll with the punches. You know, last year was a great example of that. You know, we didn't set a goal of going to the Sweet 16. We just set a goal to play hard and play good and see what happens and go from there. And whatever happens along the line, that's a great accomplishment.
I guess the other side of that would be if your goal was to win the SWC and you reach it, then you say, okay, I guess our season's over, right?
Yeah, no tournament for us.
Is that a danger you have to guard against? Sometimes student-athletes, they look at things that way one-dimensionally where we've got the goal. We're done.
No.
No?
No. Again, we have some hungry girls out there. You know, they want to be the team that is just as good, if not better, than the team that just left. You know, they're not satisfied, without a doubt. Our practices show that. You know, I'm to the point now of these practices, I'm trying to lay back a little bit because they're just playing so hard and getting it done in an hour and a half, 45 minutes. And, again, I've just been fortunate over there, and it's been fantastic.
Dave, anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just want to throw a few shout-outs out there. You know, my wife is sitting home on her couch with blankets cuddled up. She won't come here today. Casey Wolf said hi to you.
Hi, Casey.
And along with my, and I have to mention this, along with the players we have, and again, you know, Coach Brooke was with me for many years. I was fortunate this year. I have a few head coach or assistant coaches that are just fantastic right now, and one of them you guys know is Tom Thompson. He's my assistant coach this year. Ben Hodge was my JV coach, and Tim Sumpster's come back for my second year as a freshman coach. So if Tim comes back one more year, he's going to break the record for freshman coaches. I've been there 9 years. I think he's my fifth freshman coach. I realized I was so tough on the freshman coaches.
Well, we're definitely going to miss Terry, but to replace him with Tom Thompson, that's great for your program.
Yeah, it's been great having those guys on the staff, and I think that's going to help tremendously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure your wife, with her blankets snuggled up, is practicing on the piano. We'll see her in a couple of weeks.
We'll be right over on Green Lawn.
I think tomorrow she might start decorating the tree.
Nice. The W-E-O-L.
So where are you going to be tomorrow night to get out of the house so she can do the decorating? Should we meet up with you?
Are you busy?
All right. Well, I got your number. Dave, good luck this year.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Good to see you, Dave.
Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely.
That's Dave Zavara, the head basketball coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gang.